Okay, hello everybody. Thank you so much for dialing in today. This is Trina calling in from Alpena, Michigan, talking to the Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track team. It's Friday, January 7th, about 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So many of you are on the line, which is amazing. Lots of people also emailed and said they couldn't make the call, but they wanted to hear the recording. So this is for you as well. A couple things I wanted to share today. In the past, I'd say 4 or 5 months, I've also opened up the calls. We do focus on the Corporate Fit Challenge and how to get them started and how to grow them and how to market them, and we're going to talk details today. But at the beginning of the calls, I've taken just a few minutes to talk about business ideas and thoughts outside of the Corporate Fit Challenge, just general motivational or business success tips. So I want to stick with that, and I want to share some ideas with you guys on part of what I've been doing at the beginning of 2011 is reviewing all the seminars and all the notes and all the everything that I read in 2010. I keep a notebook, so if you don't do this, here's business tip number one. I keep a separate notebook that just includes things that I learn on working on my business and not in my business. So if I'm reading a book, I'm an avid reader of Brian Tracy and lots of others, but if I'm reading a book, I keep a separate notebook where I just put nuggets of information about running business, about being a leader, about leading a team. If I go to a seminar, of which I went to about 9 different seminars and retreats last year, I keep this separate notebook on all of my ideas from that seminar. They really don't have anything to do specifically with Bay Athletic Club or the Corporate Fit Challenge or Beachbody Coaching or anything else that I do. They're just overall thoughts on business. So one of the seminar notes that I pulled out that I was looking at over the weekend that I wanted to share 5 points from. Again, this is a bit outside of the Corporate Fit Challenge, but helping you grow as a leader in business, all right? One of the seminars I attended that I've talked a bit about before, it was an 8-week program called 50 Reasons Why You Haven't Made Your First Million Yet. 50 Reasons Why You Haven't Made a Million Yet. It was an amazing call, and it was an 8-week seminar, definitely changed the rest of my 2010. By absorbing these principles and putting them into action and then therefore achieving that goal. So one thing I want to talk about that we talked about on the call this summer was how we view money as business owners, as leaders in business. How do you view money? Do you look at it as just a commodity, or do you look at it with emotion attached to it? There are two huge differences. It's the same way we look at food. Do you look at food as fuel for your body, or do you have a lot of emotion attached to food? That's how we share that with our clients, I imagine. Most people have the wrong relationship with money and food. Most people